If I can answer any questions, just let me know.
Who's the artist?
Well, now I'm going to blush. I confess.
Oh, well. It's just so exquisite.
Well, thank you.
They're so realistic. It's like if I close my eyes, the pieces just come to life.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, are you interested?
I might be. Brad Collins. I'm the pastor from the little church down by the fire station.
Nathan Wise, sculptor here at the little gallery down by the Bed French restaurant.
We lost our nativity this year, but I think I found the perfect one to replace it.
You lost it?
Well, not literally. You see, tomorrow morning we're supposed to have our Christmas Day service. And every year I bring out the same nativity. It's not nearly as beautiful as this one, but it's an antique, a family heirloom from someone in the congregation. Anyways, to make a long story longer, they've moved, and now...
And now you're nativity-less, if there's even such a word.
Well, if there isn't, there should be. Christmas just isn't the same without one, at least not in my church. I've been looking for the perfect replacement for months. And if you don't mind, how much is this one?
Well, since it's Christmas Eve, and seeing as how you are a pastor... I could let this go for, oh, let's say, three.
Well, we are a pretty small church. But okay, if we can't come up with $300 in the budget, I'll make up the difference.
Here's the thing. It's $3,000, not $300.
Oh, okay, that's pretty embarrassing.
Well, you know, it is an original, and frankly, compared to my other pieces... It's a real bargain.
I'm sure it is, and believe me, it's worth every penny. It's just, well, it's way out of our league.
That's okay. I understand.
Well, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You seem nice.
Yeah, as poor as a church mouse, too.
Oh, Nathan, that's not funny.
Do I look like I'm laughing? Hey, I wish he had the dough. If he did, you and I would be $3,000 richer. That's what I would call a Merry Christmas.
You could have relaxed the price a little, you know. It's Christmas after all.
All the reason he should have used plastic, just like everybody else. You know how the song goes? 'Tis the season to go bankrupt.
Seriously? You don't think that's what Christmas is all about, do you?
Come on, who do you think I am?
I knew I married you for a reason.
It's also the season for stress, depression, and shopping until you're comatose.
I dare you to look out this window, and tell me that you don't see it.
See what?
Christmas. The real Christmas.
Oh, and I thought I was looking at the same crowded, dirty city street I look at 365 days out of the year. Oh, what was I thinking?
It's not the same old street. I dare you. Look at that little girl over there, the one running along with her brother. She's got all the freckles. Yeah. Can't you see how excited they are?
Yeah, just about as excited as her dad's going to be when he tries to pay off the credit card bills for all those useless toys they just had to have.
Okay, how about that young couple over there holding hands? They're all dressed up. I bet they're on the way to dinner with the family.
Uh-oh. Wait till they hit the in-laws. I mean, there's nothing like trying to make merry with the very same people you try to avoid every other day of the year.
Don't you think they look happy?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. What about that man over there with a long brown coat and the red scarf? I'll bet he doesn't walk with that same spring in his step the rest of the year. Oh, Nathan, can't you see it? It's Christmas.
No, it's Christmas, all right. Look at them, foolish people chasing foolish dreams. Look at their empty faces buying everything. Every year on Christmas Eve, they seem to go insane. Every year I sit and watch their crazy Yuletide game. Once again, look at them, it's Christmas.
Look at them, filled with laughter, filled with songs of joy. Look at them. there's smiling faces, happy girls and boys. Every year on Christmas Eve, I hear them celebrate. Every year I sit and watch their holiday parade. Once again, look at them, it's Christmas. A season of giving.
Cash or credit.
A reason for
MasterCard
living.
Or debit.
My favorite time of the year. The music, the singing.
Keep on shopping.
The Christmas bells
Don't
ringing.
You think of stopping.
A season of holiday cheer.
Once again, look at them. It's Christmas. Look at them, foolish people, buying useless trash. Look at their empty faces, wasting hard-earned cash.
Look at them, you can feel it, something's in the air. Look at them, smiling faces, laughter's everywhere.
Every year on Christmas Eve, they seem to go insane. Every year I sit and watch the crazy Yuletide game. Once again, look at them, it's Christmas. Once again, look at them, it's Christmas.
Once again, look at them, it's Christmas.
Jeez, I don't know about you guys.
It's late. Let's go home.
You go. I'll catch up later. I got a couple things I need to finish up here.
Nathan, it's Christmas Eve.
I know. And I'll be right home after I finish up.
Okay. But don't stay too late.
I won't. Be safe going home.
The virgin birth. Now, there's a good one. I wonder whoever thought that up.
God.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to startle you.
That's okay. I must have been daydreaming for a minute there. Can I help you?
Well, actually, I was thinking I might be able to help you, if you'll let me.
Help me. Well, you know, I was just closing up.
Oh, good. You know, Nathan, I think you've been working a little too much anyway, especially for this time of year.
Well, I don't really have much choice. I mean, you know, Christmas is our busiest time of the year, and so... Wait a minute. Did you just call me Nathan?
Well, I could call you Joe, or Malcolm, or even Rumpelstiltskin if you'd like, but I thought you'd prefer your own name.
Do I know you?
Well, in one sense, yes. In another, no. I'm Mary.
Mary.
Okay. Yeah, you know that thing I just said? I mean, about being closed. Well, we are officially closed now. I mean,
oh,
I'm
wait,
sorry,
wait. I know you're scared. So are a lot of people. Good people just like you. People who know there's something missing, even if they aren't sure exactly what it is. Come on, I'll show you.
You know, I'd love to really, but my wife's...
Oh, Christine won't mind. In fact, I know it's something she's been praying about for a long time. Nathan, it's all right. You can trust me. I know how you feel about Christmas, Nathan. And believe it or not, I'd be the first one to agree with you. It's sad, but for a lot of people, Christmas isn't much more than rushing from a party to the next, endless shopping and checking off items from one big long to-do list. But it wasn't always that way.
Well, I don't know why. You just said yourself, no. But the people didn't have two dimes. Why?
Imagine going back in time, back into a time when the stock market had crashed. People across America were unemployed in record numbers, and rumors of a Second World War were on everyone's tongues.
You mean the Great Depression?
Yes. Even if parents wanted to spend money on their children, they couldn't. Most received one gift, and even that was practical. A new coat or a handed scarf, perhaps.
Oh, I bet that went over real big.
Oh, it did. Christmas was the most wonderful time of the year, And not just for the children, but for everyone.
Well, now, really, I don't see why. Because you just said that people didn't have two dimes to rub together. Now, if that doesn't put a crimp in your Christmas, I don't know what will.
Well, they may have been poor, but it didn't matter. Nothing could stop Christmas from coming, because Christmas had nothing to do with money to begin with.
Oh, when I think about the baby born to save all men, in a humble, lowly manger there in Bethlehem. Oh, it's not right to keep complaining so selfishly when my Jesus left the throne of glory just to rescue me. We gotta go and tell it on the mountain Jesus is born. Sing the glory, shout the story, Jesus is born. Oh, think about the baby Jesus, no room for his birth. Think about the King of Heaven coming down to earth. But you gotta know, my friend, that's why my Jesus came. And everything he touches, say, will never be the same.
Go and tell it on the mountain, Jesus is born. Sing the glory, shout the story, Jesus is born. Peace on earth, goodwill to men, sing it again. Oh, go and tell it on the mountain, Jesus is born.
Forget your worries,
forget your cares.
Once again, it's Christmas time with music in the air.
We all got woes,
but now it's time to celebrate, so let his blessings flow. We gotta go and tell it on the mountain,
Jesus is born. Thank you, Jesus. Sing it again. Oh, go and tell it on the mountain, Jesus is born. Oh, yeah. Jesus is born. Jesus is born. Jesus is born. Yeah, born. Jesus is born.
Okay. So I see your point, but
still what? You still not convinced?
And presents mean Christmas, even if it was only one lousy little hand-knit scarf.
You're not a man to be easily swayed, are you, Nathan? Well, that's all right. I'll just have to take you back further. Close your eyes. Go on, Nathan. Close your eyes. Good. Now let yourself drift back in time to Victorian England. Women in long, swirling gowns move through city avenues. Men in fine top hats step off horse-drawn carriages. The sweet jangle of sleigh bells echo through the snowy streets as children rush between vendors selling their wares. Are you there?
Yes, I think so.
Good. Now open your eyes and tell me. Do you see anyone rushing from shop to shop buying gifts?
Well, actually, no.
That's because gift giving was just coming into fashion. What do you see instead? You're right. For the first time, people brought their songs to the streets to share them with everyone.
No, I can hear something, but I can't quite make it out. What are they singing about?
That joy of the first Christmas morning. Stop and listen. You'll be able to hear it too.
Thank you.
hear it now?
Why, yeah, I do. I don't think I've ever heard anything quite so happy.
Oh, it was. It is. Caroling means joy. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. And it wasn't just the people in the streets who were celebrating. Queen Victoria gave Prince Albert the very first Christmas tree.
Not a bad idea, I guess. Talk about somebody who's got everything.
Well, it wasn't as much the gift as a symbol or a reminder.
A reminder? Of what?
That she nor any other earthly king or queen could ever compare to the true King of Kings.
You get all of that out of the Christmas tree.
Why, yes. You see the three points of the tree? They represent the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the evergreen represents the eternal life we can have in Jesus Christ.
And here I thought it was just something to toss the tinsel on and stash the presents under.
Oh, you're not alone. Most Christmas traditions have no meaning. No one seems to realize that for centuries, they were started for a reason.
Which was?
What else? To celebrate what God has done. To proclaim the arrival of the Christ child. And what a joyous day that was.
She's gone.
Oh, who are you?
Look closely. I think you might recognize me.
Sorry, you might look vaguely familiar, but no. If I didn't recognize you, I couldn't place you.
Perhaps this will help. I mean, after all, you're the one who created it. I'm Joseph.
Trying to say, my sculptures are like light. They don't come to life. So if you don't mind, I'll just maintain what's left of my sanity and leave.
Wait. Just before I got here, you were saying something about the songs.
I'm late getting home as it is. I really gotta get home.
Tell me, Nathan, what was it about the songs? They moved you, didn't they?
Well, maybe a little, sort of.
How so?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Heard them before, you know, but I never really heard them, you know?
No, I'm not sure I know what you mean. Can you tell me more?
Yeah, well, I kind of lumped Bing Crosby and Here Comes the Little Santa Claus all together. I didn't know that the songs were so religious.
Well, that's what it all comes down to, you know? It's not about Winter Wonderland or Santa Claus or even hanging out with family and friends, although those are an important part of Christmas for a lot of people. The essence of Christmas, the spirit of Christmas, is something far more powerful, yet far more simple than any of those other things.
All right, now, I guess I'm not sure what you mean.
Come with me. Christmas is about a single event, a single night that was just filled with hope and wonder for all mankind. Many years ago, one young Austrian priest captured the spirit, yet the simplicity of that moment, far better than any man before or since.
Well, who was he?
His name was Friar Joseph Moore. Now, Friar Moore had learned that the church organ had broken and wouldn't be repaired in time for Christmas Mass. So, he took pen to paper and wrote three simple stanzas to be set with guitar. The strum of that guitar and the voices in that small church rose up to tell the story of a miracle. The miracle of that first Christmas night, that silent, holy night of nights.
Silent.
that one night would inspire artists throughout the centuries, it would engage the minds of hearts and minds of scholars, and it would inspire millions. Come on, you don't want to miss this.
Miss what? Where are we going?
The rebirth, the awakening.
The what?
The Renaissance. It's Christmas time in Italy. Look around you, Nathan. What do you see? You see that woman, the one in the red and the gold gown?
Oh, man, she's crazy. You see the dress, it's like a work of art all by itself.
And what are the music?
It's everywhere. Oh, it's so beautiful. Joseph, it's almost too much to take.
I know. What about all the presents and all the Christmas trees?
I don't see it. Where are they?
They're nowhere because they haven't been invented yet.
But I can
tell what?
That it's Christmas. Why is it?
Listen to the songs, Nathan. They'll tell you. And not a present or tree in sight.
No, just a celebration of the manger.
Yeah, that was more than enough to fill the air with the spirit of Christmas. I mean, that's what you felt on the streets of the Renaissance. That's how you could tell it was Christmas back then.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
What is it?
I don't know, it just hit me.
What has?
Well, it's really all about the manger, isn't it? I mean, it all comes back to that.
Yes, it does. Tell me, Nathan, is something wrong?
I was just thinking. Maybe that's why Christmas was so empty for me. I mean, it's all about the manger.
Why would that make it empty for you, Nathan?
I don't know. I guess I never believed. I just thought it was a fairy tale or a myth or something.
It was no myth. I mean, it was more real than anything that's happened before or since. Tell me, Nathan, you're an artist, right?
Right.
Okay. And out of the thousands of things you could have chose to sculpt, you chose to sculpt the Nativity. Why?
I don't know. Well, I guess there were days when I wanted to believe, but it was never really real to me. Maybe that's why I sculpted it. I wanted to know.
I see.
Can you tell me?
Yeah. I can still remember every detail, even if like it was yesterday. The air was cool and it was strangely still, like if all of heaven were holding its breath. And I could smell the fresh scent of hay, and I could feel the warmth of the lamb and the oxen as they stood nearby. I looked out and the star up above shone down. And it was then that I heard his first gentle cry. I took that precious child from the loving arms of his mother, and I held him in my own arms. And he was my son, but he was the son of God. And then God incarnate took his tiny fist and wrapped it around my finger, and later on around my very soul.
I wish I could know what that felt like.
You can. Anyone can.
But I don't
All you have to do is choose him. I mean, on that first Christmas morning, God gave us the greatest gift of all, his only son. He's your gift this Christmas, Nathan. You just receive him.
Sleep, my child, and peace attend thee all through the night. Guardian angels God will send thee all through the night. Wrapped in love so gently sleeping, heaven's gift is here before me. God, his loving vigil keeping all through the night. While the star its watch was keeping all through the night. While the weary world was sleeping all through the night. Silently the gift was given, sent that man could be forgiven. Hear the gentle song from heaven all through the night.
Yes, come let us adore him. Christ the Lord, once a tiny baby, fully human, fully God, God's gift to mankind.
And as he gave us so freely, let us receive him.
Let us give our hearts and lives to him as our gifts during this time of celebration.
A celebration of his birth, Christmas.
Nathan, wake up!
What?
You had me scared to death!
What's going on?
I woke up and you weren't there. You must have fallen asleep here last night. I called, but you didn't answer.
I must have been dreaming. But it wasn't just a dream. I mean, it was a dream, but it was real!
What?
Christine, you were right. Christmas is not some made-up holiday. Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year.
You should spend every Christmas Eve here.
Christmas Eve? Today's Christmas? What time is it? Are we too late?
Too late for what?
Oh, never mind. Come on. We gotta hurry. Wait. I almost forgot. I'm so excited.
What are you doing?
I'll explain later. We gotta go.
Thank you, everyone. That was wonderful. Please be seated. As usual, in keeping with our Christmas tradition, we'll read the Christmas story from the Book of Luke. Mr. and Mrs. Gilbert?
In that same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone about them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign unto you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." Suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, that the Lord has made known to us."
I can't believe it.
What is it?
And they went with haste and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known to them the saying that had been told concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart.
Thank you.
Pastor, are we too late?
Too late? Oh, no. Please come in. You're welcome to join us.
Thank you. I'm sorry to interrupt, but we thought you might like this. Service.
I'm sorry. Like what? But I thought I explained. We don't have enough. I don't understand.
It's a gift. You see, I was the one who didn't understand before. But now, I do. I believe. I really believe God gave me the greatest Christmas gift ever this Christmas, and I guess in some small way, he just wanted to give something back.
Thank you, Nathan. We'll always treasure it. Well, I guess our closing carol is even more appropriate than I thought. Come, let's raise our voices in praise and thanks to our God. Let us bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this Christmas day, a time to celebrate your birth, a time to consider your great love for us. Thank you for sending your son to be born a tiny baby, to grow into a sinless man, and to be sacrificed on the cross for each and every one of us. Thank you for that gift. And thank you, God, for giving us Christmas. Amen. Welcome to the family, Nathan, and welcome to your very first Christmas.